From the Sky News Centre at 7, the Middle East is coming to terms with a third day of missile strikes, drone attacks and uncertainty over when or if the violence will end. The US has struck Tehran while Israel has pounded Iranian-backed Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Iran has continued to target states across the Gulf. A British military base in Cyprus was attacked, with one drone hitting RAF Akrotiri with no reported casualties. The government says two further drones heading towards the base were successfully intercepted as warning sirens sounded. Tehran's confirmed it will continue with the strikes and won't negotiate with the US. Iran's ambassador to the UN, Ali Bahraini, says the war's unjust.
The ongoing unlawful military aggression against Iran exemplifies the dominance of raw power over the principles of human rights. Human rights violations can never be celebrated as the demonstration of strength, nor should they ever be a source of pride.
Donald Trump insists America's operations will continue with full force until all its aims are achieved. He suggested the war could last 4 or 5 weeks. Sakia Starmer's brushed off criticism from the president that he was too slow in approving the use of the Diego Garcia base to launch strikes. The PMs told the Commons changing his mind was in the UK's interests.
To be clear, the use of British bases is limited to the agreed defensive purposes. We are not joining the US and Israeli offensive strikes.
In other news, a man's been found guilty of murdering an international student in Cambridge. Mohammed Al-Ghassim was stabbed in an unprovoked attack last August. And BrewDog is to close 38 bars with the loss of nearly 500 jobs. They haven't been included in a multi-million pound rescue deal by US firm Tilray. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. A man has been charged with kidnap and sexual touching following an incident involving an 18-year-old woman. South Wales police said a 33-year-old man from Cardiff was arrested hours after the incident, which took place at around 6:30pm on Saturday in Pontprynai, Cardiff. The man remained in custody and was due to appear at Cardiff Magistrates Court today. Police had earlier thanked a woman in a black car who stopped to intervene, urging her to contact police. Data from the Home Office has revealed the number of asylum seekers housed in hotels across Wales. The figure of 30,657 is the lowest recorded in 18 months, with no asylum seekers in hotels across the Vale of Glamorgan. The issue was of significance last year after protests outside the Holiday Inn Hotel in Roos, though the Vale Council refuted claims it was housing illegal immigrants. Lantwit Major has hosted a week-long peace festival. The festival included community discussion and the Citizens' Peace Assembly, before concluding with cross-party synod hustings at St Ilted's Church, featuring candidates from Plaid Cymru, Labour, Conservative, Reform UK and the Liberal Democrat Party. Organisers stated the aim was to strengthen democratic culture at a local level, as opposed to a protest. In sport, Barrytown United lifted the MG Cup after beating two-time consecutive champions the New Saints. Club chairman Mark Barrett praised the players following the victory.
When I was diagnosed with my cancer, I met the boys and they promised me they'd bring something to the table. They left nothing out here today. I don't think it was the game we were for to win. I thought we were really the better side. I'm not just saying that from the chairman of Barrytown, but the boys left nothing out. They left everything on the field today. I couldn't have asked for 11 boys and the lads to come on to do more for the club.
Tomorrow, Barry welcome Penny Bont to Jenner Park as they return to league action.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. What have we got to look forward to on today's show? So first of all, we're going to look back on a fantastic weekend of football where your Vale teams have been in action. We're also going to look back at, you've probably seen it all over social media, Barrytown United lifted the Nathaniel MG Cup, and we're going to have a little look back at that night as well. We're also going to take a dip into the domestic rugby matches that took place this weekend and look forward to the Six Nations game upcoming. And we're going to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League. So all that and more still to come here at Bro Radio.
The gap that grows between our lives. The gap. Replace the things that you despise. Oh, you're old, I hear you say. It doesn't mean that I don't care. I don't believe in it anymore. Pathetic acts for a worthless cause. In the beginning,
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Brewer Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to start with the biggest story in the sport in the Vale this weekend. And that was Barrytown United lifting the Nathaniel MG Cup trophy for the first time since the year 2000. And they did that with a historic 2-0 victory over the JD Cymru champions, the New Saints. And this match was being held at Penabont's Dragonbet Stadium. The club ended a 26-year wait for a trophy thanks to a decisive brace from Yian Owen, denying the Saints what would have been their 12th triumph in the competition. The two teams are separated by 29 points in the JD Cymru Premier table, but Barry refused to let the league form dictate proceedings, producing a disciplined and clinical performance in South Wales. TNS were installed as strong favourites before kick-off, and they dominated in the early stages and carved out the first clear opportunity, which was a cleverly worked corner from Ryan Brobble, picked out Daniel Williams at the edge of the box, but his effort flashed narrowly wide. And then moments later, the Saints threatened again. Danny Redmond threaded an incisive pass into the path of Brobble, who forced Joe Thomas into a sharp save before the offside flag was raised. But as the half progressed, Barry grew into the contest, defending resolutely while looking increasingly dangerous on the counter. Their first meaningful opportunity arrived midway through the half, following a neat move from the right. Robbie Wilmot's delivery found Owen, who battled past his marker before teeing up Ollie Hulbert, whose deflected effort was cleared by the Saints' defence. And at the other end, Williams cut inside and forced Thomas into another strong save, the goalkeeper parrying the effort wide from the resulting set piece. But Brobble curled a superb effort around the wall, but Thomas was equal to it once again and kept the scores level. But Barry's breakthrough, it arrived 3 minutes before the interval. Mikey George's driven cross caused confusion in the Saints penalty area, with goalkeeper Jack Edwards unable to deal cleanly with the delivery. Owen reacted quickest, pouncing on the loose ball to fire Barry into a priceless lead. And Barry began the second half with renewed belief and almost had a penalty within minutes of the restart. Owen raced onto the loose ball and appeared to be brought down after getting there ahead of Edwards, but the referee, Rob Jenkins, waved away appeals. Barry continued to threaten on the break. A superb long kick from Thomas was expertly controlled by Owen, who drove purposely towards the box before laying the ball off to Wilmot. His deflected effort, however, was comfortably gathered by Edwards. And with 15 minutes remaining, Owen came agonisingly close to doubling his tally. The forward produced a brilliant first touch outside the box, shrugged off Harrison McGee, and unleashed a powerful effort that thrust Edwards into a fingertip save around the post, and that was keeping the New Saints in contention. But as the clock ticked down, Barry were forced to withstand late pressure. Holden saw a low-driven effort superbly pushed around the post by Thomas, whose reactions proved vital as Barry held firm. But Owen, however, would not be denied his second. In stoppage time, the forward sealed a famous triumph in style, unleashing a stunning strike beyond Edwards to wrap up the memorable 2-0 victory and etch his name in Barrytown United folklore and seal the victory and the trophy. And Brewer Radio, we were there on the night, and I managed to catch up with some of the backroom staff and players just after the final whistle. And first of all, I managed to speak to the Barrytown United manager, Steve Jenkins, about his thoughts on the game.
It was, wasn't it? It was an incredible performance. I'm so pleased for the chairman. I'm so pleased for Elliot. Hopefully he can put a smile on their faces. So they're going through tough times at the minute. You know, Callum's been through tough times as well. What's happened with him and his dad? It's been tough. All right, but hopefully that will help and help them in terms of their journey. It's not going to be easy. And sometimes, all right, we've won a cup, but sometimes there's more to life as well. And I'm just so pleased. You can see it there now in terms of the fans. But, you know, I'm glad we've done it for people who I care about.
And what about the fans? I mean, they've turned out in numbers on a Friday night.
Unbelievable. You know, we got a hardcore of around 300 to 400 who are there every week cheering us on. It's a big town. You know, hopefully now this can kick-start us and we can start getting 700, 800s. You know, because I think we're a really good football team. I think we play excellent football. And now we've proved now we can compete with anybody. So hopefully some of these fans will come back, because it's a great place to be, Barry. Jenner Park, really friendly, good people. Come and support us. Come back, please.
Thank you for talking to us, and good luck with the season continuing.
All right. Cheers. Thank
that you. Was Barry Town United manager Steve Jenkins. And I managed to catch him moments after the final whistle. But then I managed to grab a couple of minutes with the Barry Town United chairman, Mark Barrett. And we began by talking about how much this means, the winning the Nathaniel MG Trophy.
Without emotions run too high, absolutely delighted. The boys... when I was diagnosed with my cancer, I met the boys and they promised me they'd bring something to the table, and they left nothing out here today. I don't think it was a game we were fortunate to win. I thought we were really the better side. I'm not just saying that because I'm the chairman of Ballytown, but the boys left nothing out. They left everything on the field today. I couldn't have asked for 11 boys and the lads to come on to do more for the club. And just, you know, for the few, obviously, Carl lost his dad and a few of the others. We've had a lot of bad luck inside the club this year. So this is fantastic. Not just for Ballytown football, but for the community of Bally, you know, and it'd be great to see a lot more. The people here today turning up to Jenner Park and get a greater crowd. You know, we're really playing some decent football and hopefully just keep pushing on from here. But like I said, I can't speak highly enough of the players and Steve today and my family, the support of my family, you know, all the support has been fantastic.
So that was Barry Town United chairman Mark Barrett. And then I managed to catch up with two of the players. So I managed to catch up with two-goal hero Yaya Owen and club captain Callum Saintie. And first I asked Callum about what winning this trophy means.
I was just saying then that we've seen a lot of bad times at the club. You know, I was in a team that was relegated from the Cymru Premier, so to be the captain that lifts the club's first, well, major trophy in 23 years is something special.
Yeah, and say, talking about something special, how special are the fans of Ballytown United?
Oh, mate, honestly, like, they're amazing all year round. Anyway, they've been amazing for a number of years, like, for the whole time I've been at the club. They travel all over the country with us, and they support, obviously, well at home. And they were definitely the driving factor tonight for us.
Yeah, definitely. I was in the stands with them, and they definitely felt like the 12th man out on the with you there today. Yeah. So, Callum, good congratulations. I hope this spurs you on for the rest of the season. Yeah. I mean, you're in a really good position in the league as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we got to enjoy tonight, because they don't happen often, as you pointed out. But yeah, we've got another job to do now, and that's hopefully to push on and qualify for Europe.
Yeah, you know, the fans have been with us for every game, home, away, up north, down south. And the victory is more for the fans than us, because to be fair, wherever we are, they always turn up with good numbers, and tonight they showed.
It did, it felt like a home game at Jenner Park in the stands with them.
Yeah, it was good, you know. But just before the warm-up, they were out singing, and to be fair, throughout the game, they were non-stop, and it's a pleasure for them.
Well, congratulations, Sean. I'll let you carry on and enjoy the celebrations.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
So that was two-goal hero Yaya Owen, and before that, that was club captain Callum Saintie chatting to me, and that was only moments after the final whistle when they were announced as the 2026 Nathaniel MG Cup champions. And if you remember, last week we had club secretary of Ballytown United, that was Daley Chapman. He came in and he did promise to us that if Barry were to lift the trophy, he would bring the trophy into Bro Radio. And he came back in and had a chat with us, bringing that all-important piece of silverware with him. So I'm back here with Daley. Daley, it's been a short week, but there's been lots going on, hasn't there?
It's been one heck of a week, yeah. It's been incredible.
It sure has, and we were down there as well with you on Saturday night as well, and it was absolutely fantastic. And as you can see in the studio there, you've come away with a bit of silverware there as well.
We have, and as promised, like I said when we spoke last Monday, if we had the silverware in our hands, I would bring it down to see you all in the studio. So I've kept to that promise. I've brought it down, and yeah, we come away with our silverware and our our first top flight bit of silverware in 26 years. So everyone around the club is just buzzing at the moment. It's been an incredible weekend, and I don't think I've ever seen so many happy faces, and some happy faces from people I don't think I've ever seen happy faces from.
Oh, it is absolutely fantastic, and it kind of wasn't even a sort of a smash and grab. It was a really dominant performance by Barry.
Yeah, and I think that's the most incredible thing, because I spoke last week. I know I was sat here saying that you've got to enjoy the occasion because you don't know what's going to happen, and that you've got to give the new Saints the respect they deserve because, you know, they've won as many league titles and as many cups as they have because they are phenomenal. However, I just think when it got to Saturday, I think everything just felt right for us, and the players were exceptional. And I think in the whole game, TNS only had 2 shots on target. Don't quote me on that, but, you know, it felt like, you know, we ran over them, and that doesn't usually happen. And I say that with full respect to the new Saints, because our lads were just incredible. They started at minute 1 and finished at minute 97, and just carried on running. And it'd be interesting to see the distance they covered, because I wouldn't be shocked if someone like Yayan Owen put in at least 12k on that pitch, because there was some distances put in. And like I said, it was a dominant performance, and we really didn't allow the new Saints to have a moment to get into the game, really. Obviously, they had moments in the game where they looked really strong. They're always going to, because of the amount of quality they've got. But we looked equally as strong, and they never looked like, from the minute we were into the game and the minute we got the first goal, they never looked like they were going to come back and trouble us, which is very unlike a new Saints side. So, full respect to them, but like you said, it was a heck of a performance from the lads, and we couldn't be prouder of them, if I'm honest.
Yeah, and it was. And one thing that always strikes me with footballers and people around the club is superstitions on the day and that. So, do you know of any players who've got any interest in superstitions, or have you as general manager got any interest in superstitions?
Yeah, well, I don't know about the word interesting, but I was. I made sure that everything that happened the morning and the day of the semi-final happened the morning and the day of the final as well, because I was a bit superstitious like that. It brought us luck against Cambrian when we went and beat them 3-0. So I thought, if I just keep everything the same, you know, that would bring into the final as well. So, yeah, like I said, I'm sure a couple of players we'll have certain superstitions. I know there's a few of us around the club, me and Mike Coslett, that were sticking to pretty set routines on that day, and it just felt the right thing to do, you know. And small things like making sure we were wearing yellow, making sure the keepers were in purple, you know, it means nothing to anyone else, but that's what feels right to us. So yeah, everything came together, and like I said, there were weird people in football, we all are, but I generally believe that things like that have a massive, massive impact on the game and how the day flows. And people look at you and say you're being silly. Something as small as that won't. Like, I know that Michael Coslett does the changing rooms for home games, and sometimes I'll give him a hand. Him and his wife does them. But for away games, obviously Cozzy, who's away in his operation at the moment, doesn't travel. So when we got to Penabont, Cozzy was really trying to help, and I had to say, Coz, I really need you to not help, because I do them for away games, and the superstition is I need to do the change room now. So he still helped in his own way, but he left me to it by then. And I think you just know, as football people, you just know when someone needs to do something because it eases their mind, then it's the right thing to do. So yeah, weird, but I think that genuinely helps push the lads on.
Absolutely fantastic. And I know on Monday you said you've got nowhere to put this trophy at the moment, and I know it seems to be on this grand tour around the Vale, but have you got any carpenters on hand now to get a cabinet sorted?
Yeah, so I've reached out to a friend of the club today who's going to look to get a nice plinth built for us, and then we'll have somewhere nice to put it on in the clubhouse, so it's not on top of a fridge or just behind the bar. So I have reached out to a couple of friends, and the trophy will be out tomorrow night against Penabont. It'll be an opportunity for fans to come down, have their photo with the trophy, because for us it's not just 11 members of the squad and the manager that went and won this trophy, but Barry Town United went and won this trophy as a club. So it's only right that the fans and the community have the right to come down, have their photo taken with the trophy, and be amongst it and be involved with everything that we've had going on. at the club, because like I said, it's not just players and management teams that win trophies. It's the you know, how united the club is. And I think that really came through in the final. And anyone who watched the final on TV, who was there, saw Mark Barrett's interview, saw Callum Saintie's interviews. Even Craig Harrison, the manager of the new Saints, gave a lovely interview after the game, when he was talking about Callum Saintie and Elliot Richards and their families. You know, I think that showed everything that sort of we deserved on that day, and it was for those people that we won this trophy, as well as everyone that loves our club so much.
Well, thank you, Daly, and thank you for bringing the trophy in and showing us here in Bro Radio as well. But as you alluded to, you've got a game now tomorrow night, so hopefully this will spur you on for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I hope so. And it's always a tough one, because you win a game on a Saturday, you win your first, you know, top flight trophy in 26 years, and you sort of want the celebrations to go on for weeks. But you know for a fact that within 72 hours, you've got another game coming up against the third place team in the league, who are incredibly strong as well in Pennebont. So you speak to, you know, the head of football, Steve Jenkins, in the clubhouse after we went back to celebrate. And as much as everyone was celebrating, he wanted to be people to hurry. He always had a little reminder in his back pocket that we do have a game Tuesday to play as well, which is true. So, like you said, I hope that this can unite us even more as a club and really push us on towards the end of the season and go and pick up as many points as possible, get in the best position in the league table to go into the playoff, European playoff places. And hopefully then, depending on how the table forms, who wins the Welsh Cup, we'll then get a home draw in the semi-finals or even the finals of the European playoffs. And obviously, if we win those, then we're all going on a European tour somewhere. So that's equally as important. So, yeah. A couple of people have said to me today that, you know, well, you've won a trophy, so, you know, you haven't really got much to play for the rest of the season. And that's so incorrect and totally not true. We've got a massive push towards the end of the season now for these European playoffs to get to the highest position we can in the table. That determines where you play those playoffs. And Jenner Park is our fortress. That's where we want to play. So we've got to push on now to get as high as we can in the league, get those playoffs at Jenner Park, and then, you know, go on to win those playoffs as well. And that all, this trophy, like you said, will put us in good stead to really have a confidence boost ahead of the rest of the season.
Thank you, Daly. Thank you for coming in and chatting to me again.
No worries. Thank you for having me. And yeah, the next trophy that we win, I promise to bring that one in as well.
So that was Daly Chapman from Barrytown United, coming in and reflecting on all that's been going on in the world of Barrytown United. But up next at Bro Radio, we're going to be looking at the other football that has been taking place around the Vale.
Bro Radio. The teams at Penarth Athletic Club would like to thank the community for their support following a devastating fire at the clubhouse last year. As they work to rebuild, you can follow Penarth RFC or visit penarthathleticclub.co.uk for updates, fixtures and news. You can also support the club's rebuild plans by searching for Penarth Athletic Club on Crowdfunder.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Cwmpawd Teulu'r Fro yw eich drws ffrynt un stop newydd ar gyfer gwybodaeth, cymorth ac amddiffyniad i blant, pobl ifanc, rhieni a gofalwyr ym Mro Morgannwg. Mae Cwmpawd Teulu'r Fro yn cynnwys gwasanaeth gwybodaeth i deuluoedd y Fro, llinell gyngor teuluoedd yn gyntaf, tîm o amgylch y teulu, gwasanaeth rhianta y Fro a'r tîm derbyn. Darganfyddwch fwy yn cwmpawdteuluyfro.co.uk neu dilynwch ni ar Facebook, chwiliwch Cwmpawd Teulu y Fro.
Hair loss doesn't just change how you look. It can change how you feel in your own skin. And for many women, it affects confidence far more than people realise. At Bespoke Aura, we specialise exclusively in non-surgical hair restoration for women. Our mesh integration systems are custom fitted for partial to advanced hair loss, including alopecia and post-chemo regrowth. If you've reached the point where enough is enough, book a private free consultation at bespokeaura.co.uk and find out what's actually possible.
No matter the weather, find a five-day forecast for the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/weather.
With Specsavers, Halton Road, Barry.
Sometimes it's wrong to walk away, though you think it's over, knowing there's so much more to say. Suddenly the moment's gone, and all your dreams are upside down, and you just want to change the way the world goes round. Is wrong. We should be together, back in your arms where I belong. Now I finally realize it was forever that I'd found. I'd give it all to change the way the world goes round.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And in the Adram Premier on Sunday, Barry's women, they drew 1-1 away to Britton Ferry. Mia Owen with a goal for the home team late in the first half, and Erin Murray equalised from the spot midway through the second, and that result leaves Barry level on points with their opponents in the Adram Premier Plate competition. And next up, in a fortnight's time, they have an away trip to Pontypridd. And in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major lost 1-0 to Trevelyn. The only goal was an 83rd minute penalty by Luke Bowen. So that result leaves Llantwit Major in ninth place in the Cymru South, and on Tuesday they're at home to Trio and Stars. And also in the Cymru South, Caerdydd, they beat Aberystwyth 4-0 away from home on Sunday. The first goal for Oliver Redhead on 8 minutes, And then all the other goals come in the second half, with Luke Bishop starting the scoring on 59 minutes. And then he scored his second 7 minutes later. And then Tom Parker with Kyriadi's fourth goal. And that result leaves Kyriadi fourth in the league. And on Saturday, they're at home to Avonlido. And Ely Rangers, they lost 5-1 away to Port Talbot on Saturday. Jordan Edwards scored after just 3 minutes, and Amanzibi equalised soon after that. Adam Jenkins restored the home side's lead, and from there they kicked on with goals from Costa Morning and two more from Edwards. So that result leaves Ely Rangers 11th in the league, and on Saturday they're at home to Llantrit Vardar. Cardiff Airport, their game was cancelled on Friday, but they were 2-0 down at the time, and they're next up at home to Morriston Town. And Dinners Powers were not in action, but they play on Saturday, and they're against AFC Wattstown. So up next on Brew Radio, we're going to be looking at what's been going on domestically with the rugby from around the Vale. But before that, we've got one of our local music artists, and this is Yardbreaker with Take Me Away. And Yardbreaker are a folk gauge trio aiming to engulf listeners in a dreamy, poignant sounds. Take Me Away is about yearning for an unattainable long-distance romance, an idolised situation of wanting to escape, but it's merely a daydream. The song is written to feel like a 3-minute daydream of what the heart truly wants before waking up to reality.
Don't be afraid.
that was Yardbreaker with Take Me Away. And now we're going to have a look at how your rugby teams have been getting on around the Vale. And in Division 1 East Central, Penarth, they won at home against Llanhishon 32-28, and Barry, they lost 17-23 away to Caerphilly. So that result leaves Barry in 8th place and Penarth are currently just one place above in 7th. But Division 1 East Central is ever so tight. So Penarth are only 3 points off second place with one game in hand. And they're 9 points off first place. And they've got two games in hand over first place. In Division 2 East Central, Cowbridge, they lost at home to Unisable 24-28. And that leaves them 6th place in the league. And in Division 3 East Central, Llantwit Major, they lost 17-12 away to Penygroeg, and Dinas Powys, they lost 45-19 away to Llandaff. And then that result leaves Llantwit Major in 4th place in the division and Dinas Powys sitting in 8th. And in Division 5 East Central, Open Arthians, they lost 23-34 at home to Kevin Coyd. And that result leaves Open Arthians 9th in Division 5 East Central. But this weekend brings back the Six Nations. So there's been a little break in the Six Nations. But it starts back again, and might have to just remember to adjust your clocks when it comes to watching the Wales game there, because they're not playing on a Saturday. Oh no, they're playing on Friday, and they're going to be playing against Ireland, and they're away, and that's going to be a 8:10 kickoff before they have their final match against Italy. So there has been a little bit of news though coming out of the Welsh camp there though, and that is unfortunately that fly half Sam Costello, he's ruled out of the trip to Dublin, so he's not going to be involved. He could still be involved at the final game of the tournament, but he's definitely not going to travel to Dublin to play Ireland. So I think it's really Steve Tandy's got a choice now. It's between Danad Edwards or Jared Evans to who's going to who's going to take the number 10 jersey against Ireland. And again, there was, again, I think we said like 2 weeks ago, there was signs of improvement against Scotland, and I think it was a bit of a near miss of a what could, what couldn't happen, and let's just hope that their positive momentum working towards the Six Nations. And as always, we'll have a roundup of what's gone on in the Six Nations here at Brew Radio this time next week. But now we're going to just turn our attention to ice hockey. We're going to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League here at Brew Radio.
Brew Radio.
On Mother's Day this year, show your mum you love her with some gorgeous flowers from Budding Designs. She deserves more than a supermarket bunch. At Budding Designs, we have a beautiful range of blooms and eco-friendly hand-tied bouquets, plants and gifts. Simply visit buddingdesigns.co.uk to order online or call us on 01446 40 46 60 to arrange deliveries straight to your mum.
Are you making music in South Wales?
Get featured on Bro Radio and our local music playlist.
Email your tracks to music@broradio.fm.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421 212 and our caring team will help you.
Falle bod nhw'n dweud bod nhw'n eich caru, ond does dim hawl ganddyn nhw i reoli faint dach chi'n wario, beth dach chi'n ei brynu, neu gymryd eich arian heb ganiatâd. Ddylai neb roi pwysau arnoch chi i newid eich ewyllys na throsglwyddo eich ysedau. Nid cariad yw hyn, ond cam drin ariannol, ac nid eich bai chi. Am gymorth cyfrinachol, ffoniwch Byw Heb Ofn ddydd neu nos ar 0818 810 1800 neu chwiliwch Byw Heb Ofn.
On the 4:45 train, just been shopping with the wife. First new clobber in years. Feeling confident in my new jacket. She said that's what everyone's wearing. Turns out, she wasn't kidding. Some handsome 20-year-old bloke walks into the carriage with exactly the same top and sits a few seats away. My wife cuddles into me and whispers, "It looks better on you." I tuck my tummy in and smile. Transport for Wales, woven through Wales.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're switching our attentions now to ice hockey to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on in the Elite Hockey League. So they had two games over the weekend. So they had one on Saturday and one on Sunday. And the Saturday game was against the Fife Flyers. And it was an emphatic 5-0 victory. Jimmy Olinghi gave the Devils the lead after 15 minutes into the opening period. The Welsh side then extended their lead with Cole Sanford and Brett Ferguson both netting in the second period. Sanford then scored his second goal of the night in the before Cedric Lacroix added to his side's fifth late on, as the Devils halted their two-game losing streak in style. And then on Sunday, they were taking on Sheffield Steelers. And that wasn't such a good night for the Devils, as the Steelers beat them 5-1. The Steelers started on the front foot and took an early lead through the Finnish forward, Mikko Yusel. And the game got away from the Devils in the middle period. Yulsol scored his second of the contest before goals from Robert Dowd and Mitchell Barnes put the hosts up. Cohen Ofreski pulled one back for Cardiff midway through the third period before Jordan Southorn added a shine to Sheffield's win. So one good, one not so good for the Devils there in the Elite Hockey League. And what has that done for the league? So with that victory from Sheffield Steelers, they now leapfrogged the Devils. So they're in second in the league. So Belfast Giants are currently sitting top of the league. 68 points, played 42 games. Sheffield Steelers are on 60 points, playing 43 games. And the Devils played the same number of games as the Sheffield Steelers, but sit on 59 points, so 1 point behind. And then the Nottingham Panthers played one game less than the Devils. They're sitting 1 point below. So second, third and fourth are covered by 2 points there. So that's really exciting. And then fifth down, they're sort of 8 points off the pace there. But really interestingly, the Devils have a double header away to the Belfast Giants coming up this Saturday and Sunday. So if they can get victories there, that's going to tighten up the top of the Elite Hockey League. So it looks like it's all still to play for there for the Cardiff Devils. And I think this is coming up to the end of the review of the sports from Around the Vale for this week. And remember, if there's a sport that you think I should be talking about, then what you need to do is get in touch with me. And it's easy to do that by just emailing sport@proradio.fm. So that's sport@proradio.fm. Or you can get in touch on the social media. But up next, for your enjoyment of Pro Radio, we've got Patrick with The Evening Show.
Case Cafe in Barry, you'll always find great coffee and good discussion. Our own blend coffee really hits the spot, and we now serve hearty breakfasts for the early risers and a tasty kids menu. Case Cafe has links with Case UK, who offer support for mental and physical health, and we're here just in case. Pop in for a coffee or a catch-up. We're in the YMCA on Court Road with free on-site parking, and we're open 9 till 6 weekdays and 9 till 3 on Saturdays. See casecafe.co.uk or find us on Just Eat.
Do you have a local story to share? Email news at broradio.fm.
Oh, bruv, why are the streets filled? You are? People are taking over the supermarkets.
Penarth Operatic and Dramatic Society proudly present the hilarious comedy Low Pay, Don't Pay.
It's the cost of living crisis, mate. Unbelievable.
A farce of politics, power and pratfalls.
I'm telling you, mate, let's show these bosses who has the real power.
Running from the 18th of March to the 21st at the Paget Rooms Penarth, tickets can be found at ticketsource.co.uk/pods.
That was top. Thanks, Brad.
You're very welcome.
Setbacks. We've all had them. Losing weight and keeping it off isn't as simple as A to B. Life gets busy, motivation comes and goes, and that's okay, because setbacks aren't the end. They're the time to reset and refocus, so you can keep going and keep making progress. Over 100,000 others are already keeping their journey moving with tailored NHS advice. Join them today. Visit healthyweight.wales.
On FM,
DAB,
Smart Speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.